The On Time Circus is coming to Grand Marais for one performance only, Saturday, August 16th at the Grand Marais Rec Park. Joining us now by phone is the creator of the show, puppet artist Margot McCrary. Welcome, Margot.
Thank you so much, Mark. Glad to be here.
Hey, tell us about your background in puppetry.
Well, if we started way back when I was 9 years old, I had a wonderful teacher, a fourth grade teacher who we did puppets with. But then when I moved to Minneapolis, I started singing in a choir, and the director of that choir was also the director of a puppet troupe called Powderhorn Puppet Theater. It's now called In the Heart of the Beast Puppet and Mask Theater. So I started with them, and they've become nationally known as a puppet company and have been the sort of brewing place for a lot of puppeteers. So that was my beginning.
Now, tell us about the grant from the State Arts Board, and congratulations.
Thank you so much. I feel so lucky to have an arts tour grant, which is funded in part by the Legacy Amendment that voters in 2008 voted as a constitutional amendment to give monies to support culture and art, clean water, and natural resources in Minnesota. So I did get that grant, which means that I can tour this puppet show, the On Time Circus, to outstate Minnesota.
So Grand Marais is just one stop.
It is. And, you know, I had another arts tour grant a few years ago and came to Grand Marais and did a show called Diggity Dog Days up in what's upstairs at Betsy Bowen's place. And camped at the campground, and there were so many people there, I thought, wow, this would be a great place to do a puppet show. So I was so thankful to Dave Terstig, who is the manager of the campground, for being open to booking a puppet show.
How do you put together a new show?
Oh, my goodness. Well, it varies. With help, that's for sure. But I was just thinking about this because I started about a year ago. I took a... Well, besides writing the grant, which was a big start, but I took a sort of arts retreat at a state park and just hung out in a hammock, did a lot of reading, swam, thought, and conceived of this show. And it's kind of amazing to me that some of the pieces are still there. But I was thinking about time and how much we are ruled, in a sense, by our schedules, by clocks, and all of that. And I decided to have a character who was kind of completely tied into time. And maybe you could even say obsessed by it. Since then, it's become a lot more playful, and I've decided that she loves time, this character. Just loves it. She was raised, or at least very impressed by a grandfather clock, who is one of the characters in the show. And so... As I was finishing up the show, I had to make a banner for it, and I thought, well, what should the banner say? And besides one banner that says the On Time Circus, I had the other one, and I thought, how about play with time? And I think, hey, it's a play with time, but also we are playing with time. And it was like, yes, that's what the show's about, you know, and sometimes it takes that much time to figure out, well, what is this about? So it's a play with time.
That's a great preview for the show.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
You're touring the show in a trailer.
We are, yes. That was the other dream. A dream to make, you know, there's an old tradition of itinerant puppeteers back from the Middle Ages. And puppeteers used to just travel from town to town, pass the hat, and they always, there were officials in every town, and if a puppeteer was going to do it on the up and up, they would have to go to this town official and basically grease their palms, I guess you could say, and get a license to perform. And so we're playing with that as well. The trailer is built out of recycled pieces, so very little in the trailer is anything that hasn't been used somewhere before. So I started collecting materials, back in the fall, and I travel around doing teaching as a puppeteer, And I got some granary siding from a project out in Montevideo from some friends, and a topper from a truck that was had a tree fall on it. So let's see, I got a ping pong table from somebody, and we've got a lattice window from somebody who happened to be walking down the alley when they saw the trailer being built and said, "Hey, I've got some windows you might want."
I saw the photo. It looks very organic.
It is. And people, like, really, part of my idea was, you know, people will crane their necks and wonder, what is this?
Who's touring with you?
I love the people who are coming with me. Paulina Brenner is a Argentinian, and he's coming. He's a physical actor, and he's playing the clown character in the show. Paulina Brenner. Maria Hart is a local musician and composer, and she's written songs for the show and will be playing piano. And then there's Bruce Wintervold, who's a percussionist, and he adds playful accents throughout the action. That's the troupe. The four of us are going to be coming to do the show.
Now, wait a minute. You all fit in that trailer?
No, unfortunately not. Actually, nobody rides in the trailer. I'm in the trailer most of the time, and everybody else is running around outside of it as we do the show. But we carry all our puppets and some of the musical instruments in the trailer. It's not exactly watertight yet, though, so we're working on that.
I imagine touring puppet shows in the past had to pass the censors, too. Is this a family show?
It is. It is. It's a family show. So thanks for asking. Yes, and what we've been getting in the way of comments is that adults are loving it and children are loving it. And some adults are going, "It kept my children's attention for the full 45 minutes." You know, so we're getting wonderful feedback, which is very gratifying.
We're speaking with puppet artist Margo McCrary. The On Time Circus is a puppet show at the Grand Marais Rec Park at 4 p.m. Saturday, August 16th. Margo, what else would you like to add?
I can't think of anything, actually. We are going to be traveling downshore. How do you say that again? Is it down?
Down the shore, yep.
Yep, and we'll be at in Barnum at the Carlton County Fair, 1 p.m. on Sunday. So that's another show. If anybody's going to be more close to Barnum, that's a place to see it as well.
All right, so you're going to be at the Rec Park Pavilion in Grand Marais, Saturday, August 16th at 4 p.m., and we'll look forward to seeing you.
Thank you so much, Mark.
Thank you for joining us.
Yeah.